Yes, absolutely. So what makes good history teaching in a post-conflict context?
First of all, there is this core of disciplinary history, which has emerged from school to council history in the 1970s. So there is that objectivity. There is the importance of looking at interpretations, recognizing that history can be interpreted differently, even from the same evidence base, that history is not a story. History is a story based on evidence. You know, all those things I think are hugely important. But I think in societies which have experienced conflict, that isn't enough. If we try to be too detached, then I think we reach the position, as one young person said to me during a research project. It was an integrated school. It was in a working class area. And this young guy looked, he was 14 years of age, and he looked me in the face and he said, look, he said, there are two histories. There's the history I learn in here, and there's the history that helps me survive in the street. Now, that was a pretty stunning comment. When I thought about it, I realized that actually it's an encouraging comment in that he recognizes those two histories. And there is the hope that over time, those two histories begin to come together and he begins to make sense one of the other. But nevertheless, I think if we try to teach school history in a source A, source B, source C, now make your conclusion type of approach, we turn it into a dispassionate exercise, which doesn't really get at the core of how young people experience history in the community. That's where much of my work really has been. It's trying to reconcile those two strands of history, those two learning environments, the school environment with its emphasis on objectivity and the community history, which is absorbed in everyday life. In some cases, one dominates. In other cases, the other dominates. But I think our job is to try to help young people to make sense of both and to recognize, in a sense, the value of both, because one impinges strongly in their own sense of identity. The other is hugely important in giving them criticality.
And that feels like a great place to end. Thank you both, Tim and Alan, so much for your time today.